Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberdy. With the stock market continuing to jerk investors to and fro, even with the recent increase in market up days compared to the first half of the year, many are looking for safe havens until the market becomes more stable. Really can't blame them there. U.S. government I-bonds from TreasuryDirect.gov are paying an annual yield of close to 10% right now, and I covered that in a Money Matters article and newscast a few weeks back, so I won't cover them again here. Regular treasuries and CDs are just debt, and they can be bought at your local bank, credit union, or brokerage house, although the interest rates are still anemic, even with the Federal Reserve on an interest rate increase binge of late. In searching for higher yielding yet safe investment vehicles from our brokerage house that I use, where we handle our customer accounts, the fixed income department gives direct access to CDs and U.S. Treasury screeners, where I can view current rates and different quality solicitations directly from such treasury dealers. For instance, when I go to my U.S. Treasury screener, I can see a variety of dealers offering up their treasury quantities and rates. Each dealer's offering can be slightly different than the next. Surprisingly, 3-, 6-, and 9-month treasuries were offering yields north of 2% annually. The longer out one went, the higher the yield. The CDs offered on our dealer screener were equally surprising in their yields. I, like many investors, have become used to the near-zero rates banks will pay on short-term savings accounts like U.S. debt, treasury bills, bonds or notes, and money market funds. We may just assume the returns on such short-term monetary commitment vehicles are paying next to nothing, and for years, we may have been right. Surprisingly, however, and refreshingly, by accessing direct into my brokerage firm's dealer screen, those perceived non-existent or paltry rates from banking institutions are becoming somewhat of a mirage. They aren't so paltry anymore. Rates are becoming actually quite palatable, at least to me, and even on short-term financial instruments like treasuries and CDs, or on instant access accounts like savings or checking accounts, rates are rising. Well, miracles never cease. I went to my favorite comparative website for bank rates called bankrate.com, and I saw all sorts of financial products like CDs and treasuries, savings and checking accounts, and you can compare the rates of each at a glance. At first glance, to me, the rates appear to be lower than what I can access through my dealer screen at my advisory broker, but the rates are still better than they were in the last decade or so. Although financial service companies like advisors and brokers are usually sought out just for stocks and bonds, I was presently surprised to see that not only I could buy these bank-type products mentioned, the rates I was seeing were comparatively very attractive. Thank goodness I looked, right? The whole point of today's musing in this newscast is to illustrate to you interest rates have likely risen at your local bank and credit union like they have at most all financial institutions. This is because of the Fed's recent war on inflation. To help combat inflation, they are increasing interest rates. Those ongoing rate increases by the Fed have also helped increase bank product rates. That means savings and checking accounts, along with a whole slew of other typical bank offerings, are likely paying higher rates than you and I remember. Making a good thing even better, inquiring at your local financial advisor office about such investments that you might typically buy at a bank may mean even higher rates are available there. I was surprised to see the dealer markets our brokerage firm uses and gives me access to, showing rates that were higher than I could buy these products elsewhere. Only goes to show that in these crazy times, continually circling back to what was thought to be once stale financial fishing grounds might surprise to the upside if we take the time to inquire. Revisiting what we once thought was the mundane may not be so boring after all, and Lord knows our pocketbooks could use a little more stuffing in the form of higher interest rates to weather the increasing rate of inflation we're all having to deal with. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. Remember, the opinions expressed in this newscast are my opinions only and not meant as investment advice nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979 from San Diego State University, and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Kunabas.